Unit 1, page 16. Predicting the weather.
Hey, Emily. What's up? You look worried.
Hi, Olga. We have a class trip tomorrow, but the teacher said we won't go if it rains.
That won't happen.
How can you be so sure? Have you checked a weather app on the internet or on your cell phone?
I don't need to. My grandmother taught me how to predict the weather using the old ways.
The old ways? And what are those, Olga?
Well, long ago, people had many ways of predicting the weather. It was very important for farmers and sailors to know if it was going to rain or not, and it still is important for them.
That's interesting. What did they do?
Well, one thing they did was look at the sky. In the evening, as the sun goes down, you look at the sky and check its color. If the sky around the sun is red, then the next day will be fine.
And what if the sky around the sun is red in the morning?
Then rain might be on the way.
Wow, I didn't know that. Red sky at night means good weather, and red sky in the morning means rain.
Yes. Another way to predict the weather is to look at the clouds.
What should I look for?
Clouds that are white and high mean good weather, and clouds that are dark and low mean rain is on the way.
So for tomorrow, I hope the clouds are white and high. Okay, Olga, any more tips?
Well, how about checking the wind?
What do I do with the wind?
You need to check where it comes from. You can feel the wind with a wet finger. Winds from the east can mean that rain is on its way. Winds from the west often mean good weather.
Wow.
By the way, Emily, you should look at the animals too.
What animals? Cats and dogs?
No, cows are good though. If the cows lie down in a field, it means rain is on its way. They also like to stay close together before it rains.
Cows! I don't see many of those, but I do get what you are saying. You know, my hair certainly tells me about the weather. It goes very curly if the air is wet. I'm going outside to check the clouds and hope we still have a class trip tomorrow.
Me too.